Hi. Yeah, thanks for bringing those over. I have your stuff in a box over there. Can we talk for a few minutes? Okay. Here, come on in. Let me put this over here. Yeah, please take a seat. Would you like anything to eat or drink? Yeah, no problem. So, how have you been? Yeah, same here. I've been just busy with work and whatnot. No, I haven't been going out really. Well, I'm not gonna pretend like I have when I haven't been, just to make myself look like I don't care. Like I'm over what happened between us. Because, trust me, I'm not. Look, I know that we decided to end things, but I know that I'll regret it if I don't tell you that I can't stop thinking about you. I just wanted to tell you that because, you know, this might be the last time that we ever see each other. Yes, of course. I remember everything that I said to you that night, and I've been regretting it ever since. I'm really, really sorry. I don't blame you at all for wanting to move on. I should have fought for you more, and I shouldn't have let other people come in between us. You were the best thing that ever happened to me, and I messed up big time. I know that I shouldn't have let my family come in between us. You didn't deserve any of it. I mean, I knew that they were gonna be tough on you, but I really didn't think that they would act like that. I should have went after you that night. I should have taken your side. You were nothing but kind and gracious to them. They just couldn't have treated you worse. Yeah. Yeah, we really did. And we were doing so well until you met my family, especially my parents. And everything obviously just went downhill from there. And I'm so sorry. I really, really am. I honestly haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I mean, I've barely been able to sleep from the guilt. I guess I'm just trying to find some type of closure. But yeah, that was mainly it. I really wanted to apologize to you in person, face to face. I also just wanted you to know that I'm taking a break from them for a while. I want to respect their opinions, but I realize that they don't always know what's best for me. I know that if you had been in my shoes, you would have defended me in a heartbeat. You probably wouldn't have even hesitated. And there I was, just sitting there in silence, listening to them just rip you apart. You have such a good heart, and you came in with the best of intentions. I'm so sorry that they couldn't see that. Yeah, and that's why I'm taking a break from them. I'm not joking. I really am. I have to reevaluate things. Make sure that I'm doing what's best for me and not them. Yeah, it really does mean a lot to me because you don't owe me anything at all. Yeah, thank you. I wish the same for you. Here, let me go get your things, okay? That's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah, I mean, you were here quite a bit. Fuck, I mean, we were practically living together. You're welcome. Are you kidding? Of course I wouldn't throw anything out. Like I said, I have nothing but remorse for not going after you that day that you left. In fact, I wish that I could keep some of these things. But I guess that probably wouldn't be good for either of us. It's okay, I know. I mean, who could blame you for that? For not wanting to stay after how awful they were to you? Yeah, I guess they did really test our relationship. I don't know what I was thinking. You were nothing but great to me, and I really wish that I could have reciprocated that more. Well, take care of yourself, okay? I truly wish you nothing but the best. With everything, all of your endeavors. And maybe a woman who will value you more than I ever did. Hey! I thought you were leaving. What are you doing? Was there something that you wanted to say to me too? It's okay. I'm prepared to take it. You can tell me anything. Yeah, I do. I remember that text. In fact, I don't think I'll ever forget it, to be honest. And like I said, you had every right to send that to me. I completely believed you. Everything you wrote. I really thought that you were gone forever. I'm so, so, so sorry for what happened, and I want to do whatever I can to make it up to you. Honestly, I don't want to even see them for a while, and yeah, exactly. Wait, so you really didn't mean everything you said in that text? Yeah, that was probably the part that hurt the most. When you said that you never even loved me. Yes, of course I want you back. I want to be the best version of myself that I can possibly be for you because that's what you deserve. That's what you deserved when we were with my family. And I promise if anything like that were ever to start erupting in the future, I would come to your side immediately, and I would defend you in any way that I could. So you really didn't mean that? And this isn't some kind of joke to get back at me for what happened? I really haven't been able to stop thinking about it, about you. About how incredible you were to me. If I'd ever even see you again. If you'd ever even let me see you again. I'm so sorry, baby. I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but I missed you so much. You really did. You missed me too. Just a little bit. Just a little, right? I'm so, so sorry. It'll never happen again. I'll always defend you from this point on. I'll never let you down again. Especially when it comes to dealing with my family and all their antics. You do? Really? No, I wasn't expecting this. I really thought that you hated me. I really thought that you were done with me forever. I love you too. Yeah, take that off. Yeah. I know. We're both wearing sweatpants. Oh my God, I love you so much. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. I'm so... Oh, I kept thinking about how I would be so sad if I never got to feel that beautiful body ever again. Makeup sex with you. Oh, how does it feel? It feels fucking amazing. Fucking extraordinary. I swear, all I could think about for those 2 weeks was how I could make it up to you. How I could be a better girlfriend for you. I do too. I love you so much. Yes, I want to be your little cheerleader, your biggest fan. Do you want to stay over? Just like you used to all the time. Let's go to my bedroom. Yeah, I miss having you in there. I'm so happy that you came over.